from 1983's Snap album.
The Jam. Wrapping up that set of music with News of the World.
Brand new music in there from the Chicago Zone. Gold Stars taking a stroll in hell. Always loving the Gold Stars. They're sending us some new stuff, and we can play it for you. Maybe someday. Maybe someday they'll come to Pittsburgh and play. Huh? Maybe. Let's start a writing campaign for that, all right?
I'll find
their address and send it out to my fan club mailing list. You guys can all just write in. Band called Destination Lonely gave you I Want You. Hold that off that compilation I've been playing of late that I just got in from Voodoo Rhythm Records out of Switzerland. Again, I always loved it. I got to tell you, the compilation's called A Label Compilation to Ruin Any Party, Volume 5. What's great is on the back, it says, if it's too loud, go home. Reverend Beatman put that one together. Black Keys, Akron, Ohio's own Black Keys from the Brothers. Believe it or not, that's 11 years old now. Howling for You. Started off that entire set. Hey, don't forget, my name is Paul. Don't forget, this is a show called Viva La Mock. Don't forget, you are listening to WRCT. Also, don't forget, it is flu season. Yeah, I'm not talking about just the COVID things. I'm talking about just that normal H1N2497, you know, those flus. So take these three easy steps to protect yourself. Get a flu shot. It's quick and it can protect you all season long. I will tell you, I got my flu shot today. So I'm good to go. Second, take those everyday actions that help prevent the spread of germs, like, you know, cover your cough, stay at home from work or school if you're not feeling well. Wash your hands often. When you come home, wash your hands. You're out. You don't know what you touched. And then third, for the flu, and I hate to call it the common flu, but let's call it that. There are actually drugs that can treat flu illness, but they work best when they're started early. Find out more information, go to cdc.gov/fightflu. Message brought to you by the CDC and, of course, your good friends here at WRCT, including me, the Mockster. I am your good friend. I would like you on the Facebook if I was on the Facebook, so just pretend. Just pretend. Hey, don't forget, a minute pause is just a small, almost insignificant space, but a minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with a minute pause each and every Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WRCT with your host, Sean Watson. Sean's also been spinning vinyl records the occasional Friday down at Arsenal Lanes, and that's been exciting. I've been down there to catch that from him, and, you know, I'm down there every once in a while, too. I'll tell you more about that some other time. But first, this.
Ah! Pittsburgh.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
This is Ralph. You are listening to Viva La Mark on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ready, steady, go. Ready, steady, go. Ready, steady, go.
Yeah.
Anthrax.
Yeah,
that was Anthrax wrapping up that set of music doing Joe Jackson's Got the Time here on the Viva La Mock radio program. You're saying yourself a mockster. Remember that dude who called into your show all the time and requested metal and you never play it? And I'm like, well, sometimes I throw something on there. I guess Anthrax at one point was considered thrash metal. But anyway, I played that song for three reasons. Three very valid reasons, in my opinion. First and foremost, it's a great song. It truly is. And I'm hoping that when Anthrax first did that cover, it introduced a lot of fans of Anthrax and metal music to the music of Joe Jackson. Because I'm sure people are like, Joe Jackson, didn't he have, like, Steppin' Out? Wasn't that the dude? I'm like, yeah, that's the dude, but dig deep into his archives and some great stuff in there. Outside of Steppin' Out, I love that album, too. So sue me on that one. Two, I said three reasons. Two, I found out this week. Now, when you think of Anthrax, you go, who's in Anthrax? And I think of Scott Ian. Yeah, that's really who I associate with Anthrax all the time is Scott Ian. I found out this week that Scott Ian is married to Meatloaf's daughter. Technically, I think it's a stepdaughter, but he adopted her back in the late 70s. So Scott Ian's father-in-law was Meatloaf. Learned that one this week in the passing of Meatloaf. And then number three is what's my show. I can play what I want. Yeah. That's the default at all times. Before the Anthrax, Dayton, Ohio's own O-Matic. With a no pinky leather from their one and only album, Dog Years. Played that right before I played some brand new Susie Quattro, title track from her Devil in Me album that came out last year. Played that one because I heard that recently on the radio. Yeah, I was driving around listening to the radio. What radio was I listening to? WRCT. Yeah, my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, was playing it on Courts in Session. But he was calling Susie Quattro Pinky Tuscadero. And I know some of his listeners corrected him on that, but really, dude? Pinky? Susie Quattro, leather, all the way through. Yeah, you know what, though? You gotta give him props when you get up to a certain age. Neurons in your brain start firing off things, and I'm just surprised he remembered to put on pants. Before the Susie Quattro, the name of the song was The Devil and Me, if I didn't tell you that. That's the name of the new album as well. I played some Gen X, Billy Idol and company from the early days, Generation X, with Ready, Steady, Go. You know those Gen Zers out there, and you might be one of them? A lot of you don't even know of Gen X. Really don't. You're like, I don't know what that is. They think everyone's either a millennial or a boomer. They totally have forgotten about the Gen Xers. That's okay. Jay Thurber's all right with that. Hey, speaking of, not Jay Thurber, let's go back to the Eric Jackson Lurie, because I might as well just promote his show while I've got the mic on and I'm rambling about him. It's a show called Courts in Session, and you can join your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. It's EJL to his friends, but I call him Eric Jackson Lurie. For 2.5 hours of rock and roll. Country and soul music. But what he does is he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. You tune in Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. for the show. It's called Fortune Session, and it happens exclusively here in Pittsburgh on 88.3 FM WRCT. My name's Paul. You can reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if there's a song that you're looking to hear on a future show. I got word just yesterday from our chief engineer that you're going to be able to call into the Mockster very soon, like within a week even. So be prepared for that. If you've got a live request that you want, you'll be able to call the WRCT request lines and he said the gag is over, and he's done unplugging the phone every week, where I can't receive phone calls. And he said, he's going to let me take phone calls again. My probationary period's over, apparently. My scolding, my punishment.
That's what you want to call it.
Anyways, get back into more music. Dr. Peter Schilling, not sure if he got his doctorate, but he's going to teach science or astronomy or some sort of class right now.
A million years have come and gone. The Earth is shifting towards the sun. Synthetic atmosphere is lost and forces the computers off. Communications are confused. The tides reverse and start a chain reaction. The phasmogramming sounds, they created on yourself, it says we're losing all control. Losing all control. The scientists around the world decipher everything they do, but they don't really know. They don't really know. Instead of systematic, the news becomes erratic. No one can agree. No one can agree. The world is getting frantic as people start a panic. What does all this mean? The sun is moving closer, the atmosphere gets hotter as the system overloads. System overloads. Fighting makes it worse, conditions loading for the expedition. Everyone must go. Everyone must go. The fools are in the worst, there's no other one to be much older. Why do they remain? Why do they remain? Everything is ready. Everyone that's coming has been safely brought along.
So come, come. 7 days I've been busy with myself. And my pain and my pain and my pain and my pains, I've listened to my health, my self-confidence was spoken while my trust was taken, and it left me with an empty life. And this night I rest on the middle of my bed, looking on the teacher's circle, my eyes in sleep. All this drugs in my head seems already dead, and I really don't want any pain, so I'll stick to my friends and my friends.
from their 1982 album Pleasure Victim, Berlin, here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Masquerade. Hey, before the Berlin, a very special treat for you. Some B-52s, and I don't know if just being the B-52s makes it that special treat, but the fact that the song I played was a Yoko Ono cover. Song called Don't Worry, but what's interesting about it, so that came out on their 1983 album Whammy. But they didn't really have approval from Yoko to record and put that on the album, so there was some legal disputes, and after September of 1983, Future Pressings no longer had that song, and they put a different song on the album. So what's also interesting about the Whammy album, if you look up historically, it sold, according to SoundScan, I think it sold 7 copies, I think. But the good news is WRCT's own Zombo bought one back in 1983, and he let me borrow it so I could play that on my show. So thank you, Zombo, for owning the B-52's Whammy. Hey, before that Don't Worry track, don't worry, I'll tell you the rest of the songs. Band from Portugal called Silence 4 gave us the song My Friends. Only song in that set of music that did not come out in the early 1980s. That one came out in the late 90s. Because before the Silence 4, I played some Peter Schilling. I was like, what else does Peter Schilling have to offer outside of Major Tom? So I went to his Error in the System album from 1982 to give you the Noah Plan. That wrapped up that set of music. It's about 35 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. I don't know if you realize that. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster because this is a radio program called Viva La Mock. It comes to you each and every week at this time, and I always appreciate when you tune in and see what's going on. I hinted about Radio 9 earlier, so why not just tell you all about Radio 9? Because if you remember Top 40 70s radio, do you remember that? 60s radio? 80s radio? Bueller? Good news. Jay Thurber does. And he does a little show called Radio 9 from noon to 3 p.m. each and every Saturday right here on WRCT. And it's a mix of oldies, it's a mix of newies. It's a little bit of mix of snark. And it's right here on independent freeform radio 88.3 WRCT.
It's much too pretty a summer's day to waste running around in the city. But here on the sand, I can dream away. Or look at the girls if they're pretty. As I turn that day, nothing on my mind. As I turn that day. Yeah.
Thank you. tabernacle hillside, right beside the dying sun. So you say you lost your baby.
Brand new music from Spy Genius doing Gene Clark's So You Say You Lost Your Baby here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the Spy Genius, some box tops in there with Happy Times. And then I was kind of stuck in the 60s for most of that set of music. Some Small Faces and Ichiku Park and start off the entire set. The entire set started off with The Circle doing Turn Down Day. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mach. People call me The Mockster. I'm just playing some rock and roll as I see fit for you. Some brand new music from Chris Church. New album's called Darling Please. It's the first single. It's Bad Summer here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Thomas Dolby wrapping up that set of music from his 1982 debut, The Golden Age of Wireless with Radio Silence. So I have to ask, is Thomas Dolby a prognosticator? The name of his album, The Golden Age of Wireless. 1982, cell phones really weren't a thing in 1982. The whole wireless world was not really a thing. In fact, I can imagine that television remotes might have still been wired. At least some of them were in 1982. I don't know. Just making stuff up. From OK Computer, before that, Let Down from Radiohead, and I start off the entire set with some brand new Chris Church from Darlene Please and Bad Summer. A song that name drops, Come On Eileen.
Did you hear that?
It's in there.
Hey, you know what?
You should help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. Now, they're pretty easy.
First, get yourself and your family a flu shot.
It's quick and it can protect you all season long. Now, second, take those everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu.
You know, cover your cough.
Stay home from work or stay home from school if you're feeling sick. And wash your hands often. And then third,
There are actually drugs out there
that can help treat flu illness,
but they are best started
when they're started early, is what I'm trying to say.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You can learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. This message brought to you by the Center for Disease Control. Your good friends here at 88.3 FM.